summer. RV rentals are way up as people rent those RVs, and it's just a way to get the family together and go somewhere and maybe not have to get on an airplane if you're not ready to do that kind of thing. They're saying the rental companies who rent RVs, huge surge in people doing that. RV Share is one of those sites. They report a 650% increase since April. People saying, I need an RV. I'm going to hit the road. Peter Greenberg, he's the travel editor of CBS News. You can hear him Saturdays at 3 to 6 here on WGN. Hey, Peter, you ever done the RV thing? You're always talking about traveling to exotic places. I wonder if you've done it that way before.
I have done the RV thing. And, in fact, I was actually broadcasting this and predicting this was going to happen literally 3 months ago. So it's nice to see that that it's happening, because it's going to happen. You know, people are not going to just bounce back and travel. They're going to inch back, and they're going to do it by car or, as you just said, RV.
I think I'd do an RV thing, too. It's a nice kind of fun way. You're already used to being quarantined with your family. Why not do it in an RV and see the country that way? Could be a fun thing.
Yes, one important thing I can tell you is, before you take it off the lot, go through a driving lesson or two, because one bad right turn and you're going to take out a couple of people, cars, and streetlights.
It's a good point. If you're not used to driving something that big, and they can get big, and they can even get pretty luxurious, the RVs. It's something
exactly
that you need little practice doing. Saw this stat. I want to ask you about it. 14% of people, travelers, surveyed said that they did not feel safe yet taking a flight. 17% said 14% said they do feel safe, and 17% feel safe at a hotel or a resort. It seems those numbers are pretty low when you keep seeing crowded flights.
Well, how about this? In that same survey, 56% said they wouldn't feel comfortable getting on a plane 6 months from now. So, as I said, travel is going to be inching back. Right now, airlines are flying essentially empty planes. There are a couple of exceptions, but most of the time, you're talking maybe 20 people on a flight. That's not financially sustainable, but the airlines are continuing to do it because of the government bailout that allows them to keep all their people on staff and fully employed, at least until September 30th. So if you're going to get on a plane, and by the way, I will, I'm sure a number of other people will, chances are you're not going to do a lot of long-haul travel because international borders are closed. Think about this. 72% of all countries in the world have closed their borders or have a 14-day quarantine in place. That's not exactly amenable to a lot of travel.
You mean you have to stay there once you get there for a while, even if
in place, not within the country, in your hotel. You know, it's not a good deal. So most people aren't doing it because they can't.
Right. That doesn't seem to make much sense at all when you put it that way. And that's a deeper understanding than I had already. So thank you for that. Here's something I want to ask you about, though. So you've come on the show before and you've talked about how when airlines cancel your flight, they have to give you a refund. And if they don't cancel, sometimes they can get away with giving you just a travel voucher. And maybe you're okay with that. Maybe you're not. Let me tell you what just happened to me. I booked a mother, grandmother, and daughter trip a while back. It was for early May. And it was from Chicago to Houston, and we were going to just hang out there at a hotel like we always do, and that's the trip we try to take once a year, or maybe once every other year. What ended up happening was they didn't cancel that flight, but they added a stop. And when I tried to get a refund for it, they said, no, if we just add a stop to your trip, as long as we don't add more than 6 hours to your trip,
okay,
you can't get a refund.
I know exactly what's going on. First of all, let me guess the airline. Would it be United?
You're right.
Gee, what a... I'm a lucky guy. Here's the deal. The rules are the rules on the DOT, the Department of Transportation, and airlines like United, United's not alone in this, are trying to play a game saying that if they can rebook you on another flight within sometimes 4 hours or 6 hours or 24 hours, then it didn't constitute a cancellation. Here's a little news bulletin. Anytime your flight is changed, that means your flight was canceled, even if they put you on another flight 18 minutes later. So under the rules, you are entitled to a refund, even if you bought a non-refundable ticket. I can't be any more clear than that.
Well, you're clear, but they rejected it. I even appealed. I sent a little appeal.
Guess what? The United States Department of Transportation now has, I mean, we're talking in the high double digits of thousands of letters of complaint just like yours, and they're threatening an enforcement action on the airlines that are doing this. So be a little patient. If you don't want to be patient, then dispute the charge on your credit card statement. And if that's denied, you walk right into small claims court and file a claim. you will prevail.
Hmm. Are people finding they're already prevailing in that way?
You bet. You know why? Guess how many small claims court judges haven't been able to get their refunds? Whoops.
Right. It makes a lot of sense. You know, okay, so here's something else that's going on. We've talked to some people who live in other countries on the show who are Chicagoans who happen to live abroad, and early on they were checking in about how things were, what kinds of precautions they were taking there as a preparation for what we're going to do here. And they said that in some places in Asia there are constant temperature checks, even in hotels, yeah, in common spaces, public buildings, everywhere you go. One person told us about how she had her temperature checked, it seemed like 19, 20 times in one day as she just moved from hotel to public building to museum or wherever she was going.
Of course, because every time you're doing that, you're going into somebody else's territory. And the Asians have had great experience with this going back to SARS and that whole case. So I remember getting off the plane in Hong Kong, getting my temperature taken, and this is before there was a quarantine, right? This is just during SARS, where they didn't have a quarantine. Getting my temperature taken there, getting to the hotel, getting my temperature taken there, and then every time I return to the hotel, getting my temperature taken. That's going to happen. Remember, as we start to fly again, the TSA is going to be doing that. They'll be doing that at security checkpoints, taking your temperature, and they'll probably do it wherever you arrive. So we're going to have to get used to that for a while.
Yeah, I saw the story that the TSA, beginning next week, in about a dozen airports, they're going to start doing that. So don't be surprised. You go to the airport, and they ask to take your temperature.
Yeah, but there's something even worse than that. Hmm. Let's go back to the original days of the TSA. I used to joke that the TSA stood for what? Thousands standing around. Well, now with social distancing and that 6 feet of separation requirement, and they're going to take temperature checks, given the efficiencies, or I should say the inefficiencies of the TSA, do you have any idea when travel returns how long those lines are going to be? I did the math. On a regular day at O'Hare, at any terminal you want, the lines could be as long as 1.5 miles long. This is not workable. So, yes, they'll take temperature checks next week when there are only 20 people on a plane. It'll work. But they're not set up yet. There's no physical space in a terminal that can handle that. So we're going to have to figure out a plan B.
We're also seeing that vending machines are coming to the airports. There's one in Vegas. I think they're adding them in other places where they have PPE. So you can buy face masks, gloves, hand sanitizer, and wipes. Have you been in an airport? Have you seen, are they handing them out just freely if you're not wearing a mask? How do they handle
Walking around? It's airport by airport. So there are some airports, you're not allowed to come into the airport without wearing a mask. Every airline's requiring them, but not every airline will hand them out to you. Southwest will give them to you, but Frontier won't. So it's BYO time, and just don't go to the airport without one. Leave it to Vegas to put a vending machine in for PPE. I think that's pretty funny.
I think it is, too. They've got everything else. You know, in the world and the list of things that people may take a little while themselves to get back doing again, even when the restrictions are lifted, I think, you know, mass concerts and performances are on that list. Even buffets might be on that list. Cruises. I wonder if that is also something that will have it just take a while for people to really get comfortable with that, even in small numbers again. And yet I saw one of the cruise liners has just said that they're going to set sail with 5 ships later this fall.
Well, they can say whatever they want to say. Keep in mind that there's a no-sail order right now from the CDC that doesn't expire until July, and I have every reason to expect the CDC will extend that no-sail order. So, go ahead. If you want to book that cruise, go ahead. By the way, I have no problem getting on a cruise ship, but from a practical point of view, you're not going to see most cruise ships sail before 2021.
Mm-hmm. You know, people might be surprised. Back when you were first talking to us at the start of this, when it was just very early stages of us dealing with this, you mentioned that now's a great time to fly because you can get cheap flights. So if you're comfortable with it, if that's okay to you, that these are really cheap. And the flights were outrageous. They were $100 to, go to Naples and round trip from Chicago. It was crazy. And that is not the case right now. I was sort of surprised just looking kind of curiously to see what the prices are at right now. They're at where they were before, Peter, if not higher.
And the reason for that is because the airlines have finally woken up and realized that the only people flying now are the people who have to fly, and that discounting a flight is not going to generate more passengers. It won't. They cannot discount their way out of this. So you're right. Pricing has returned to pre-pandemic levels.
question from a listener. If you have, can you get refunds from cruise lines? This is Norwegian Air. I'm sorry, Norwegian Air. If I purchased it through Kiwi or those types of sites, are people still having difficulty getting refunds from when you go to a third party site or resort group?
Well, remember, any international airline that flies to or through the United States is also subject to that DOT rule. So the answer is, yes, you can get a refund as long as the airline cancels the flight, not you.
Okay, that wraps it up. Any advice now if you do want to plan for a trip later, like maybe you think Christmas time or whenever you feel in your mind you're comfortable, how to book it and get a good deal in this environment?
Well, believe it or not, there are still good deals out there looking way forward, like Thanksgiving and Christmas. And as long as you know how to play the game, that is, chances are you already know where you want to go for Thanksgiving, or you know where you're going to go Christmas, because it's a lot of visit friends and relatives. So go ahead and book that flight. Use a credit card. If we unfortunately get a second wave of COVID-19 and the airlines cancel again, the same DOT rules apply. But if they don't cancel, you're going to go see grandma. It's okay.
I like that. I'm going to get my RV, though, first. I think that's my first trip. I'm going to do that whole thing. Hey, I was looking at the insides.
Be sure to take the driving lesson first, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I won't drive it. I'll make my husband drive it. I mean, he's got to take the lesson so that I feel safe. This is how it goes, Peter. All right, Peter. Peter Greenberg, thanks to you. Always good advice. Awesome to talk to you, too.
Anytime.